On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with breaking news this hour. IEB students have achieved an overall pass rate of 98.47% in the 2024 National Senior Certificate Examinations. It's the highest pass rate recorded in the past 5 years. Newswatch's Qinukutle Malinga reports.
The IEB says all candidates who successfully completed their exams last year obtained a pass that qualifies them for tertiary study for bachelor's degree, diploma and higher certificates. This includes those who attained an endorsed certificate. 89.37% of the cohort achieved entry to study towards a degree. 7.56% qualified to study for a diploma, and 1.53% of the candidates will be able to study at the higher certificate level. Qinukutle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two learners from Kearsney College have achieved 8 distinctions. Jack White and Luhlelo Sibisi are on IEB's commendable achievements list for being in the top 5% in 5 subjects. They spoke to Newswatch earlier.
It's a great relief to see that I've done as well as I could have. I couldn't have asked for more. I'm very, very happy.
I think it was just trying to find a balance between sort of having time to myself to do other things outside of academic while also prioritizing my work.
The bail application for two brothers accused of the murder of Durban businessman Shailen Singh will go ahead tomorrow. Farrell and Darren Govender made their second appearance in the Durban Magistrates Court earlier, where they were expected to apply for bail. They were arrested earlier this month after Singh was gunned down in Umhlanga. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The state earlier told the court they submitted a request to the Director of Public Prosecution for consultation on whether the application should be heard as a Schedule 5 or 6 offence. The request was not opposed, although the defence asked the court to allow the brothers to stay one more night in the Durban Central holding cells. They argued that transferring to Westville Prison would impact the brothers' ability to consult properly with their legal team. Father of the victim, Pradeep Singh, says it's been tough for the family and staff.
It's actually agonizing because it's going on and on, but we have to respect the court's decisions.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrate Court.
To the northwest, rescue efforts have started in Stilfontein to retrieve hundreds of illegal miners who remain underground. Last week, the High Court in Pretoria ordered the immediate rescue of the illegal miners. The abandoned gold mine has been under police siege since October last year under Operation Vala Umgodi. Lawyer for Human Rights, Mametlwe Sebi, says over 100 people have died due to starvation at Shaft 11.
For 13 days, these miners did not have food, did not have water, did not have medication. But also, nobody could be able to rescue them, nor could they, of course, escape or get out of the mine by any other route. The result was a deadly trap that Stilfontein Shaft 11 became.
Durban, a high of 29 tomorrow. Richards Bay and Pietermaritzburg, 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Novak Djokovic advances despite dropping his first set at the Australian Open. Rob Walter announces his Proteas squad for the 2025 Champions Trophy. And Henk Lottergang consolidates his lead at the top of the Dakar Rally after 8 stages.